Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Oh, I was warned about her love.
Little Robert Cray bringing us back. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. Having a great visit with our good friend Joel Barker, the author of Five Regions of the Future. Also, the outstanding film, his new film, is called Innovation at the Verge. Joel, they can find it at your website, joelbarker.com?
Starthrower.com.
Starthrower.com is where the video, where the film is.
Yes, right.
And then they can find your blog and all the other things at joelbarker.com. And also, of course, Joel's books are available wherever books are sold, right?
Yes.
Joel, let's talk about one of the things that people might not realize is that we've got all kinds of capability that's sitting on the shelf ready to be deployed. If we could come up with a better way to power it, and power it, by that I mean batteries. But we're getting better, aren't we?
Oh, amazing things are happening in the battery technology. And right now, this is connected to our printing discussion.
Right.
There's a company in Orlando called Planar, P-L-A-N-A-E-R, Energy. And they have developed a way to print batteries, just like we were talking about, spraying down
the proper
materials, lithium and other kinds of things.
Right.
And then you just stack the printing. You print a sheet of it, you stack it, just like layering, and you get yourself a battery.
Hmm.
And the thing that's so amazing about this is, you know how printing presses, you turn it on, it runs.
Right.
And so instead of complex robotic manufacturing and all that sort of stuff, they are printing the battery, and it could lower the price dramatically for cars, even as it makes the battery safer, by the way, because their technology is actually less likely to cause accidents, less likely to create fires.
Have I read that batteries will in the future maybe not be in any kind of a particular vessel, that they may be a part of the structure itself?
Yeah, exactly, and this is the real
maybe even the paint.
Yeah, or in the fender.
Yeah,
or you know, energy. You actually start using this flat material to say, okay, the battery will not be very tall, but it'll be 4 feet by 4 feet.
Right,
and we'll weave that underneath the seat so that you'll never see it. But it's
and so it won't take. Not only will it have longer life, but it won't take up. It won't take up its own space. Too much of its own space.
It will take up space that right now we don't care.
Right, right.
You know, it's like, if you put it there, I don't care about that. And so what's happening, and this is what we're seeing across the planet, but especially the U.S. has really had some major breakthroughs. It looks like battery technology is going to be here within 5 years that will allow, you know, easy 300 miles to drive in your thing.
For automobiles. Is that considered solid-state batteries?
Yeah, I guess you would call it solid state because it does not have a liquid. You know, some batteries actually have a liquid or a gel kind of thing. This is a drier.
When I think of solid state, I think of no moving parts.
Yeah, absolutely no moving parts.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what's good is good old Americans are being very clever. And by the way, some federal funds have been really helpful in this whole thing, because it got them over that hump of the cost of manufacturing. When people say, oh, the Fed should never share money.
Right.
Yeah, we should. We should do exactly this kind of thing.
Well, I like the idea. I don't have a problem with the idea of the government being involved in this stage as long as there's technology transfer to the marketplace.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And are you saying that America is leading the way in the solid-state batteries?
We really are. A123, which is out of Massachusetts, there are some other companies that all have got the best new technology, and what they're working on right now is the manufacturing scale-up. And Jim, you and I have talked about this before, but one of the things the Japanese do so very well is they out-manufacture us after we come up with the ideas.
Right,
and that's because they get more practice. You and I have talked about when you're offshore manufacturing, you lose the practice.
But you're saying,
in this case, we're doing better.
You're saying some of the stars may be aligning to not only have the innovation come from the United States, but also the execution of it.
Yeah, in fact, there are substantial alignments. One is the shale gas, which could really reduce our carbon footprint at the same time as reducing our export of money. Two is our battery technology, which will make our American electric cars the best in the world.
Right.
And then three, it is this new nuclear fission reactor.
But see, you're back to your plan B from a previous segment. The United States plan B needs to be to upgrade our electric grid to be prepared for this kind of technology.
It's a bunch of really good jobs to do that.
So that means, folks, if you're looking for your future career, you might want to start thinking about some of these things. Hey, Joel, thanks for being here as always. Great job today.
My pleasure, Jim.
Good to have you here, Joel Barker, ladies and gentlemen, one of the smartest people I know, and it's an honor to have him share his idea and his vision with us. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.